download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. Just a reminder, if there's any segments that you'd like to hear here on Monday Night Talk, send us an email, mondaynighttalk@gmail.com. That's what everybody's doing these days, using the Gmail. It's a great way, and we'd love to hear back from you. Joining us in studio, it's been a while since we've had this gentleman in studio, Mr. Ed Byers. He's a Brockton business owner. He's also a community activist. Would that be a correct? Or do you like the better term? Because last time I talked to you, you're like concerned citizen. What do you like better?
A company that cares deeply about its community.
But you as yourself, as an individual yourself.
Actively involved in trying to better the community.
All right, I like community activists. That works. Yeah. And we have Justin Kane. Justin, you are...
Marketing director for Cindy's Kitchen.
For Cindy's Kitchen. And tell us a little bit about Cindy's Kitchen. You guys have been growing leaps and bounds, not only with some of the dressings that you do, but you guys actually do...
We're expanding the facility this year. So we're doubling the size. We're 30,000 square feet, and we're adding 25,000 square feet. So we're adding about a $5 million expansion. We employ about 120 people. Most of them, maybe 110, all live in Brockton. And we're going to be hiring probably another 100 more over a couple years, period.
Watching what goes on in the city of Brockton, watching some of the recent developments, share your thoughts. I mean, the idea of you coming in was kind of talk about some of the things that are ongoing. You're somebody who has been very vocal about a lot of the stuff.
10 years at this fight. Never thought it was going to take this long. Yeah, and it's taken us through a journey.
Well, that's on the proposed power plant that would be on Oak Hill Way, right in your area.
Right, and it started as the power plant, but then it took us to City Hall and how it worked and the finances of the city and the all the bad deals that the city has gotten itself into.
Well, let's start with the power plant. I mean, at this particular time, the latest news that we have is that the city council has decided to file a lawsuit against the mayor Bill Carpenter. What's your thoughts on that?
So the city council's finally taken action. It appears they're going for injunctive relief. They want to uphold the city charter, and they want to make sure that what Bill Carpenter did when he tried to sell wastewater to the power plant was lawful. And we feel it's not, the council feels it's not, and a lot of residents feel that it was an unlawful action.
Is that a part of the 2007, the resolve that was filed then, or is this in a matter of the
holding
paperwork?
Holding up the city charter. Holding up the city charter. You know, the mayor won an election to be the mayor for 2-year period. He didn't win the city as, you know, it is his. So he has to...
It wasn't a mandate for unilateral action. So...
Is that what's being seen? Is that the opinion of some people?
Well, it was unilateral action because when he ran initially in 2013, I believe, he promised that what he would do was compromise and make sure that the council compromised together. They would come to the decision to sell the effluent water. And when he tried to negotiate that with them and that wasn't going to happen, he went and settled it himself. He circumvented the city charter.
But the thought, I believe that the conversation was, is that, and I was there front and center for it, was that there was...
He was here.
That there was, well, not so much that he was here, but when they had the press conference.
Right. Yeah, Kevin attended that.
There was left in the draw from the past two administrations was an unsigned document. This is my understanding here.
That's how it was sold.
Back in 2000, that the that mayor, that city council had approved the sale of effluent water, or wastewater.
And an unsigned document for a project 80 megawatts smaller.
Correct.
15 years old.
So
there's a lot of dust on that document.
There's a lot of dust on the document, but I mean, what's the thought process there? Because the way it's reported in some outlets is as though this is something that's a done deal. Is that wrong?
No, there's nothing done about it. I mean, he's been saying a done deal. Hey, look, we've been together for 10 years when you were on Main Street there, and he said it was a done deal.
I'm still
deal.
Waiting for my first Christmas gift.
Yeah. Okay. He said it was a done deal 10 years ago when I first met you in the hallway.
Well, you see many faces come and go who were
many
part of...
Many
faces
wow,
come and
many.
Go from those who came in and were going to be a part of it, whether they were engineers and, you know...
When they were taking out people, everybody in the city of Brockton, and come on down, we'll pick up your bar tab, we'll pick up your food
tab. There was another guy named Justin, wasn't it? What was the guy's name there with the black hair?
Right, the marketing guy.
Yeah, there was a couple of
Levitt.
Them.
Yeah, Josh Levitt.
Josh.
Okay.
And that's outlived a lot of administrations,
and
too.
And he had his pockets were filled with money. He'd tell everybody everywhere he went, you know.
Last I heard, he's doing something with, like, green technologies.
He is,
he's, like, up on the 128 Beltway doing stuff.
And Ron Kelly, you know. So
that was the other guy,
And he's moved where business has moved, and that's where the future is in solar and green and wind. That's obvious.
Yeah. So the cast of characters have changed in 10 years. And so, you know... our opinion is that we will, you know, that Mr. Cashman is the last of the chain of cast of characters. We'll probably, you know, we'll be seeing. I think he's just living in shadow in Brockton right now. His shadow is left there. He's had a business in Brockton about a street over from us.
And IPC Leiden.
That he bought and he owned. And
within the last month or so.
He's moved out. So
he's left.
He's left. He's in Avon.
Those jobs went to Avon.
Interesting. And why do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, I don't really think he's as committed to Brockton as he said he is. He's a passerby that looks to
make
money.
Mr. Cashman has been in on here, and he could come back if he disputes it. That's the whole idea of what we do here.
While it
upsets some people, where we have we always have an open door policy.
Sure.
If someone doesn't like what Ed Byers has to say, if there's somebody who's like, oh, I'm for the power plant, they're more than welcome to come in and share their thoughts on why, at least have a competent conversation. Just sitting here going, well, I'm against it. No, you got to say, hey, here's what the problems are with it.
But, you know, there's some key points that have happened with the power plant, you know, without going back to, you know,
revisionist history, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody will have a story about it, but some key points. So they had to go to an auction to sell their power. They were denied.
Yeah, that's the ISO New England.
Yeah, so that's a
key. That was for like 2019, 2020.
Yeah, so they buy the power 4 years out for the state, so we don't have any disruption in the power supply.
Right.
So that's a big lose for them. So they can build a plant, but they have no place to sell it.
You would think, and I'm just throwing this out there, with the closure of Pilgrim, because I was part of the when they had the...
Well, that's the misnomer, Pilgrim.
When they had the conference call, we can all sit in on it and throw our questions in there. I threw a couple of questions in there, and I asked them actually about this particular power plant, because they said there were three power plants in the region, in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. One of them, I think, was in Somerset, that were awarded.
And Sandwich.
Was it Sandwich?
It was Sandwich.
You're correct.
And it was being converted.
Again, I don't have that in front of me. But the idea was that there were only three of them, and that one particular one was not included. You would think where you're going to have a bit of a vacuum with Pilgrim going offline soon, that there would be call for more, but I guess not.
I think ISO found that those three fit the bill to fill the void.
See, but you got to understand
this. Because they're about 300 megawatts in size.
There's a 1,300 megawatts collectively between the three.
That is correct.
And there's a 6,000 megawatt oversupply in New England. But let me just go over. There's three types of power plant. There's a baseload power plant. There's a mid-merit and a peaking power plant. So what Pilgrim is a baseload power plant.
All the knowledge you got, I'm surprised you never got into power plants.
Oh, I don't really want to be. I got, you know, the things I want to pack this up and just park it somewhere.
We're trying to stop the power, Kevin.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
So,
that was a tongue-in-cheek thing.
So Pilgrim was a baseload power plant. What they're building in Brockton was originally supposed to be a peaking plant turned to a mid-merit. You don't take a mid-merit plant and have it pick up a baseload power plant. They're totally different type power plants. But, you know, to sell their power supply.
They leveraged an opportunity. An opportunity when Pilgrim closed. They saw it as a marketing opportunity to say, look, we need this, and we don't need it. And ISO New England proved that we don't need it. So we're all moving forward, and we hope they are too.
And we're doing very good. I mean, it's really, we're at the end of the game here. We're just waiting for, like Justin says, them waving the right flag.
Do you really think so, though? I mean, the way this is being told by city officials, is some city officials.
By the
is different
mayor
now,
of Brockton.
By the, again, I put a blanket statement on it so nobody feels as though that I'm I'm getting in the conversation and doing the finger point. But it has been that this thing is moving forward, But I would have to think with this lawsuit, with the lawsuit, first and foremost, that has to be.
It's a pivotal moment.
It has to be big, but how much money would the city council, how much money is the city council allotted to be able to keep this lawsuit going? That's what I'm wondering. I mean, could the mayor short circuit this with his 2017 budget?
No, he doesn't. You know,
And the mayor hasn't minded spending legal fees to defend himself in the lawsuit, so I think he'd be hesitant to defund the council.
It comes out to, we have 100,000 people, we've been fighting it for 10 years. Mm. It comes out to $1.55 a person. I mean, it's really,
great value.
It's a great value to protect.
And that's, I think at Whitman, that's what gas is per gallon right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
So for $1.55 a resident, we stood up, we said no, and we're moving on.
And, you know, they're funding other... They're giving $6 million to a desal plant and not getting any water every year.
In the Rock Stadium.
They're diverting meals tax to fund a baseball stadium in Brockton. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What's your thought of that, seeing that the city council recently has put forth, they want to have the B-21 individuals come before them and talk about what's going on.
It's a great idea.
You got five city councils that showed up at the recent Brockton 21st Century Corporation meeting and was like, we want to kind of talk with you about this. Because the conversation is that right now, the individual who has the Brockton Rocks is not paying water or utilities, right?
That's the truth, because he was given an agreement in 2013 that allowed him to not pay it for 5 years,
and now
which is unheard of.
And now he's not even going to pay the rent, and I don't know how far back on the rent he is. The city of Brockton, they're cutting the rent for 100.
The council should ask that question.
They're cutting the rent
I think there's more at stake than just asking about the money, because when was the last time any upgrades? What is it going to cost? Is it worth continuing this?
They're keeping the gag alive. I mean, you know, and heads are going to roll if they close this thing down. You know, they have a state grant, a $6 million grant that becomes...
But it's a catch-22, because the one thing we keep hearing is that things are very dire with the budget. That's what we keep hearing.
So can we keep spending $1 million in meals tax a year, nearly $1 million, to fund a baseball stadium that really isn't... has not been a good investment when you look back.
The budget is for the residents of Brockton. Is for Main Street.
Quality of life. Their financial statement
is not dire.
Education.
$1 million goes a long way in quality of life initiatives. So I think the council's doing the right thing to take a look at it, take a moment, and figure out, are we doing the right thing here?
And they need to be asking the question, as Justin said.
You think so? What else do we have that... Any thoughts on, did you attend the recent casino hearings? Did you have a chance to pop in or get any word from
that? No.
Any thoughts on that? Because that seems as though that could be something. Latest that we've heard is that instead of a decision at the end of March.
They pushed it.
I mean, how bad is that? Because you get two things. There, from what I'm understanding, as somebody who pays attention, I report on what goes on there, is that there are two projects that this administration is hoping will come to fruition, so they can say, look, it's raining money. We have money.
Well, I would suggest they
We have $16 million annually extra that we're going to be able to do more things with.
And they should take a trip to Atlantic City and
Justin
see how that's
did.
Worked out.
Justin
because
went,
I visited
yeah.
Atlantic City with Reverend Mark Oliver. We went there this fall, and it's crumbling. And it's obvious that there's really not been a correlation between the casinos and the tax revenue and the residents of Atlantic City. You step a block away from the Trump Taj Mahal, and it's just decay. It's really, really awful.
Justin did a documentary. It's on our website, stopthepower.net. I suggest, you know, your viewers yourself take a look at it.
Okay.
It's really eye-opening. And why would you go into a business that's...
It's already been cannibalized. It's already failing. It's already oversaturated.
Did you try to find anybody who said that the casino there was beneficial?
We walked the streets. We went into homeless shelters. We went into businesses. We went everywhere. We couldn't. In fact,
and this is in Atlantic City.
It was actually hard to find a person who hadn't worked there and been laid off. Almost everybody we talked to on the street had a job at one point and it went away, and they were left holding the bag.
It's very interesting.
But it's an overbuilt. It's just it's overbuilt.
Well, I think that,
and why would we? It's like the power plant. Why, you know,
in the era of glitz and casino, it's over. I mean, people are online now.
You know what?
Brockton
needs is basic manufacturing business. Put people to work, get a paycheck every Friday. You know, there's no $16 billion.
I think you have to hope, and I'm going higher than the municipal government here. You have to hope whoever the next president of the United States is going to do something seriously about our trade, how we trade with
Well, you certainly have some candidates talking in that direction, so we'll see
what happens. And Brockton has a great workforce. You know, so I think on a local level, the politicians need to bring manufacturing back to the city.
And it's a producer town. It's not a consumer town.
And you got a great workforce. You got great people there. And they need to go back to what government is about, services and protection, not get into businesses. And they need to make it safe so businesses like myself can
What can they do to make it safe, though? Is it a matter of throwing money at the police department?
It's not called throwing money. It's called appropriating the right assets to the police department so it can make the community safe.
And not always looking for the home run, like the desal plant was going for a home run. The Rocks was going for a home run. The casino is the latest home run we're going for. You have to invest in basic quality of life initiatives,
but
then businesses like Cindy's Kitchen can grow.
My question, though, I'm going to ask this about the desal plant, is if through the life of the contract, and I know that there were two administrations that tried to break the desal contract and said they could not
find...
No,
I don't think they tried.
They tried.
Unless you catch them red-handed and you got a camera on, you don't know that.
Right.
But if the life of the contract is $100 million and you can buy it for $80 million, is it a bad deal knowing that you can't get out of the contract? That's my question.
Well, first of all, you're making assumptions.
And we're talking about the desal
plant. Well, you're making assumptions. It's just repeating what these guys have
said.
And
it's more than 80, because if you figure out bonding and then interest rates, it's going to be like 150 just on the top, and then just the price to own, it's astronomical. And the price to produce is astronomical.
No one's going to buy the water.
Well, the thing is, you have to hope that it can produce what it supposedly is supposed to put out.
Right, and they just had the people of Aquarii just had a fake meeting with Taunton. That came out in the Enterprise. The meeting was a phony, it was a setup, and the mayor of Taunton commented that he said, we're going to take the meeting, but we're not taking the water. We already know it.
So it was a ruse.
So this is the kind of business we want to get in. Spend $150 million of taxpayer money to commit to something that's not sellable.
You know, this is the problem with Brockton. This is a problem that, it's deep.
And Aquarius hasn't been performing well anyway, and it seems like letting it go the way it is, I don't think it'll be around in 20 years.
Okay. Anything that we got about 2 minutes left, anything we want to touch upon before we close here?
No, thank you very much. You've always been kind to the city of Brockton, and thanks that we have a voice here.
Kevin's always been fair.
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
You've always been fair.
Okay. Well, we do try to be fair. To be fair here. That's what we try, and we welcome you to come back.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thought you'd have... You know, maybe a couple other people. Maybe we'd have Kate Archer come in.
Sure.
She would have been, been fantastic. We've had her in here talking about the desal plant.
Next time we'll take Collins.
She's on the Water Commission, yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that if you guys wanted to take calls.
She's on the Water Commission, too. So that's still
ongoing. They're still trying to figure out what's going on with that. Am I correct?
Yeah, that was what I was talking about with the meeting with Taunton. That was a meeting before the Water Commission where Aquarii was representing that they had a big meeting with Taunton the next day. The Enterprise, the new reporter, Mark, he called the mayor of Taunton and he said, we're taking the meeting, but we don't want the water.
It's crazy. But now, how is the charter set up in Taunton? Is it like Brockton, where it's supposed to be strong council, weak mayor?
I can't speak on it.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
But, gentlemen, I want to thank you very much
thank
for coming
you
in.
Much.
Thank you.
We'll have to keep the conversation going.
Thank you.
You are listening to Monday Night Talk. When we come back, we're going to go on the county level. So we have a couple of county commissioners here
on 95.9
WATD.